after looking at the film, definitely confirmed a lot of what we talked about yesterday in terms of having an identity. All three phases wanting to go and attack. That's really the thing that is totally coming to life. We're certainly going to shine a light on things that need improving. And for us, the penalties were certainly a factor yesterday, and then our turnover margin of being in minus two. So zero takeaways defensively or even on teams, and then being minus two, we know how difficult that can be. It's a really tough, resilient group, and we'll go right back to the process in terms of resetting to get ready for San Diego. The trip together was very beneficial for the guys, all right, staying out, you know, on a road trip for a week. That bond grew stronger, and thought it was the exact time that we needed. We didn't close like we wanted to, but we're certainly glad that we did the trip like we did and stayed out west.
Coach, you said you were going to look back at that last play. How did you view it after reviewing it? Will you send it into the league?
The league will certainly look at it, and they'll grade all the officials, too. I was certainly ticked off as a competitor. But I'll let their, you know, them comment on the play. But as a competitor, you probably saw that on the sideline for me. I was certainly, you know, like I said, ticked as a competitor where I thought it would have gone the other way. But the message I gave to the team, and I wholeheartedly believe it, it does not come down to one play. And we had our opportunities in that ball game to make game-winning plays, game statement plays earlier, and we didn't do that. So it just so happened on that one, you know, it all got magnified on it.
Sean Payton is calling for the review of those pass interference penalties. What do you think about that?
It's something that the league has certainly considered in the past, where which plays are, which plays aren't. I think the topic is there, Vaughn, because the penalty is so big at times. I'm sure it'll be something that the competition committee will look into. They certainly have discussed it before. But as far as where we'll go, it'll be something to discuss in the offseason in the league meetings.
On that, and whether it should be subject for review, or basically video review?
Yeah, I don't have an opinion on that matter right now, but what I do think is as we go through it, let's look at the evidence, talk to the competition committee, and come up with a group approach, and that's best how it's handled.
Yeah, could you speak on the resilience of your team down 17-0 in that environment? And I know there's no moral victories in this game, but talk about the resilience of your club to fight back and take the lead.
Yeah, the first half, and it couldn't have gone worse with the turnover way down inside for them, and then the very next play going in for a score. That part was hard for us. At the half, we had to reset, and we knew we had taken some shots, and now we got to come back out and punch harder, and that's what we did. The third quarter went, you know, exactly as planned. There wasn't wholesale changes in terms of a game plan. What we did better, and we executed better. The last 2 weeks, we've had some very cool environments to go play ball in, both at Denver and at Seattle. And having that challenge, having to go against it, that's worthwhile. But the finish of the game is the part we can do better.
I don't want to get the quote wrong, but Julio indicated that it's not his job to complain about a call like that. Is that part of his job to complain about a call like that?
I think what he's probably trying to say, I won't speak for him, but, you know, like he can control what he can control. And that's his attitude, his mindset to go get it. So he's a hell of a competitor, Julio is. So it does not surprise me that he's not going to put blame somewhere else on a play.
When a receiver throws up his hands and says, what are you looking at?
We certainly have. Yeah, and I was expecting that to be the case in the game, but it certainly wasn't. So I think what we're probably referencing there is we know not all calls in every game go the way you would like them to. However, what we try to make the emphasis on doesn't come down to one play. We had our ops too.
When something's that blatant, is it his job? Will you tell him even that you got to look at that? They got their hands on a hanky. They might throw it.
No, he's not one that wants to go for it. I understand where you're going. I didn't understand it at first, but now I do. He's not the type of athlete that's going to try and, you know, always call for the foul. That's my job, and to make sure the officials know that. I certainly tried to get that point across yesterday.
Speaking of things couldn't have gone worse in the first half, but what was the message at halftime to come out and perform much better than we did?
We did, and we knew we had taken their very best shot in the first half. They played extremely well, and we were down, but we knew we were not out of it. And so we knew we were going to go back to playing our style of ball. We knew we were going to have the ball to start it off. and just kind of going down and getting the scores, getting involved right away. I thought that was the real factor. But the demeanor from the players, from the coaching staff, in terms of how we want to play, that part you could feel it in the locker room. There was an intensity about it because we know we didn't play our best football, and we were anxious to go show we could play a lot better.
And you mentioned being ticked off as a competitor on that last play. I know you kind of put all losses behind you and just quickly move on to the next, but
yep.
The way it ended, does it make this one a little bit harder?
It doesn't make it harder, but the sting's there, the scars are there, and you know that what other plays in the game could have avoided it where it comes down to that. So we had our opportunities, definitely stings, but that's the life we lead in this league. And don't always go your way. And the teams that can reset can get your attitude right back on the process. What happened yesterday is not going to affect what we're doing in this game. Each opponent's different. Each play's different. So we'll reset. That's our mindset. That's our attitude. If we look too far back, there's not going to be a lot gained from that.
Pass interference is concerned for your guys. Robert Alford got another flag. I think
yes.
That's now 4 and 6 games. When
yep.
do you get to a point, or are you at a point where you think about making a change in that spot?
Not a change at this point, but it's better technique. And he's got the speed and the athleticism to stay with the receiver. So right at the point, where you have to foul or not foul, we've got to be better at that spot. That's something that Rock and I will look together at the fouls and see what would make you go there at that spot, having that poise right there at the end. So he knows the issues with the fouls and how long those penalties can be. I think we had one yesterday and one in Oakland that were the long ones. So having that poise at the top of it is something that we're going to look at. We're going to drill out on the field. And like most problems, like you shine a light on the things that you can do better at, and that's what we intend to do with Robbie.
He's kind of had that problem since his rookie year. Why do you think he kind of has it took for him about not drawing those?
Yeah, I can't answer that. He'd be a better one to ask for that one. What I can say, he is working hard at the technique, but it's that moment of truth when the ball's in the air where let's go play the ball and make your play that way as opposed to using your hand for a foul. So he's got really good ball skills. He's fast, and we're going to drill him like crazy to get that part of his game right because he has the speed and the athleticism and the ball skills to not have to. And it'd be one thing if you were way behind or speed deficient. That is not the case. So that's why we'll work so hard to get it right.
Dan, can you speak on the grid of your quarterback? He ate a lot of helmets yesterday.
Yeah.
Didn't deter him from playing the game pretty well.
One of the the comments after a visit with him came back on the plane. How you doing, man? You got hit some. He said, I expected to be hit in this game. He knew he was facing a good front. I thought, what a great mindset for a guy. He knew what was going to be expected going in. I think he stood right in there, took some shots, and none bigger than some in that third quarter where after had taken some, he was ready to go again. He's a hell of a competitor, Matt is. He's earned through years and years the respect of his teammates, and now the guys that are new with him this year have earned it again. He was definitely somebody from a toughness standpoint that totally embodied why he loved this game and being a part of our team especially. Yeah, the quarterback hits were concerning, certainly in the first half. So we came right back to it. Some were technique errors. We actually had a mental error on one. Not all of them were on the offensive line in terms of a protection. But that part of our game got a lot better as the game went. We'll give them credit also for the first half that they had. We had some long scenarios that we were in, some long second downs from fouls, some long third downs. That's a fun time to be a defensive lineman. So we got to make sure those scenarios don't. We played our best third down ball. I don't think we had any conversions in the first half, so that third quarter was much improved in that way, but they weren't of the long variety.
Dan, you've always been an aggressive coach since day one. In the fourth quarter, again, with the lead, you continue to pass and throw the ball. What point in time do you feel like playing the percentages and just putting your defense back, even if you get stopped in three and out and running the ball and killing the clock, putting your defense back out on the field is the best play for you?
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. The way I went is I knew how good Russ is on the other side in 2-minute two, and I wanted to stay aggressive to go try and win the game. Run-wise, we were not getting big chunks, in that. So it was a decision where, I wanted to stay aggressive. I have such belief in the guys. I think that's really where it comes from, to say, hey, man, let's go get aggressive to go win it. Turns out, we had a tip ball and got an interception where it ended up getting into the field goal. I thought we could have stopped him on the play, on a third down play that they scrambled. So I still had belief in the play. I want our players to know at all times, man, we're going to be aggressive to go win. I understand it didn't work in this time, but it wasn't from a lack of being aggressive.
You mentioned earlier that, you said it's never just one play, obviously
yep.
The tip, but were there other plays that stood out to you?
There were.
In the game that you, Can you mention a couple that said,
sure,
you know, this is one that might have swayed things in a different direction?
Yeah, we had a third down towards the end of the game that we certainly thought we could have had a stop on it, and where Russ came up and flipped the ball to the running back. We happened to be in a man coverage there and just, you know, staying on your stuff and doing your thing all the way through to the end. So that was one that stood out. You know, we had forced three fumbles and didn't get any of them back. You know, those are ones for sure. Like, that's where we're living, man. Like, to get that ball out, like, ball hawking and playing aggressive, like, out hitting guys, that's where we're at. So the ball's been out on the ground the last few weeks. We just haven't recovered them. So I'm anxious, you know, that the hitting's there, the contact's there, the ball's been loose, but we've not recovered some of those on the ground.
Are your rookie linebackers, are they still a little bit, you know, coming back from their injuries? You didn't use them.
Yeah, we didn't think they would have the full load in yesterday's game. That's kind of the general thing. When we're back, there were limited some in practice, so we weren't going to give them the full load. But we were pleased to see the progress they made. They had no setbacks from the game, so that was a big thing, where we now can incorporate them fully into the game plan this week.
So back in the starting lineup?
Likely, yep.
And what did you see from their time on the field? What exactly did you see? I know there was a time when
Yeah, I saw good and bad. I saw some rust for sure. Saw the speed, that part for sure showed up. They were itching to get back, Vaughn. They really were, which you can tell how bad they wanted to get going. Both of them, you know, Devondre for a longer time had been out, so probably more rust, you know, in there in his game. But the speed, the attitude to go back, mentally they were on point. So you can tell they were in it. They stayed with it. You know, sometimes when you're injured, you can have a tendency to back out, and they didn't do that.
What was your assessment of your pass rush?
I think we had him off the spot five times. We had one sack on the blitz. But still, there was a run, you know, a conversion on a third down that Russ had. But it's improving, I can tell you that. You know, the numbers wouldn't show it in the same way from the week prior. But it's definitely improving.
Did you look at any of the hits on that and think that they went beyond the shadow of the whistle?
I thought they were aggressive, and it was certainly something that I talked about in the game. There was none that I sent in to the league to look at. But, you know, from a crew standpoint, it was something that we talked about during the game. But, yeah, they had some good hits. I didn't think any of them were blatantly out of whack.
Do you know, I'm sure some of your scouting is the crews themselves.
We do.
Are there crews that allow a little bit more than other crews? And do you let your guys know that if they're gonna let it happen, hit somebody?
It's more what do they likely call. That's the easier way to go about it. Are they higher in one neighborhood than another? Because you better have some awareness for that. One crew may be really high in holding, and one crew may be not. So those are the ones that you look at. But once it gets into the game, it's kind of about doing right longer. And it's up to myself, you know, to challenge officials on calls that I think did or didn't happen. And allows the players to have the freedom to just go play, do their job, and I'll take care of the other guys.
Count?
Nine.
How's Derek Shelby doing today?
I don't have an update from the medical staff yet. I'll give you that information just as soon as we can. Yeah, I don't have a further update on him.
Coaches, when you talk about talking to referees or talking about the head of a crew, second year in now, do you find you get a little bit longer to speak your mind? And is it a veteran coaches league where?
Yeah, I think I definitely had to learn that on the job, and knowing what conversation to have at what point in the game. And so going through some of that last year, I definitely have maybe a better mindfulness or a better awareness of when to, I need to talk to you now, right when the next stop comes, to make sure, you know, we're on the same page, or at least to get my, you know, my concerns out.
The veteran coaches, can you sway? I mean, does stature, do you think, come into play at all?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. You know, you certainly think that from afar, but I don't know. That's a good question. I would say the answer is no, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe it does. I don't know. It hadn't come my way. I don't have this tenure.
Something that hasn't been talked about much is how good you guys have been against the run since the Carolina game in particular. What do you attribute that success to?
Well, I'd say just really disciplined in the gap fits. When we play a lot of eight-man front like we do, we expect to play the run really well. So the games that we haven't, that's been very disappointing. The fact that we've played better in the run has also kind of a byproduct of that. We've played better on third down. There are not as many shorter third downs. So when you have better third downs over the last 3 weeks, we've improved in that area too. So it's kind of like, you know, one can take care of the other. You play better on third downs. They get to a little longer drives. You like your calls. When it's third and twos and ones and threes, that's when they got a lot more options. So I think the run game has been also a benefactor of why we've played better on third down defensively.
Obviously, Michael Bennett has a lot of respect for you, having played under you. I guess he complained that he felt like Jake Matthews' cut block was a little bit out of line. Any thoughts on that?
No, he's a hell of a competitor, Mike is. It was not a cheap shot in any way by Jake. So when it's a handful of a player, you know, try to get his hands down, cut, do whatever you can. So I think it's likely because he got banged up on the play. So he's used to it. Seattle cuts a lot as well.
Are you a better team this week than you were last week?
That's the goal. You know, can we improve each week? Can we get 1% better again this week? The toughness, the mindset for going through some hard games, you gain from that. There's no doubt about it when you have to strain and things sometimes go your way. But you also learn from the times when it doesn't. But we'll reset and then focus on how can we get better for this week. We know we'll have a challenge. Man, we're pumped to be back in front of our crowd. I can tell you that. Being out on the road for a while to get here and playing at home, we're jacked for that. But honestly, the goal will be how much better can we get this week.
Coach, you know, versatility from the opening bell here. How important is it to your offensive scheme that you know that any of your offensive players can make a play when needed?
Yeah, someone had told me that, I don't know if there was nine different players maybe that had a catch in the game. And, man, that's a big stat, you know, to know that the ball's been, you know, just, you know, going to a number of different spots, number of different places on the field. So as a, you know, guy with a defensive background, that makes me happy, you know, knowing that our offense can spread around to different guys to make plays. It was great to see Levine have a big play, you know, and just lumbering down the field, the big tree. That's what his nickname is. And for a long one, that was cool. And so seeing him have a chance to make a big one was big. We've had different guys who've set it off. You know, 2 weeks ago, we had our running back set it off, and the week prior to that, our quarterback and wide receiver set it off. So I guess now we have to say the big tree, he's part of that group that can set it off. So we're happy that we're getting everybody involved. There's different packages that we'll utilize each week. Not always will be the same week in and week out, but we got a lot of guys who want to attack.
2 weeks back from suspension, where does Jalen Collins stand in his quest to get back onto the field?
He looked good in the practice this week. He's ready to play, and likely that time is coming up soon.
Will it come up sooner based on C.J. Goodwin's status?
That'll help. That'll be a factor, but he's looked good, too, in practice. You know, he's put the work in. He's ready, and then we'll take C.J. through the week and see where it goes. But Jalen looks good. We'll feature him on both outside playing at corner and on teams.